Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1598 of our trek, and it is time for our daily snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from C.S. Lewis, and it is, "When a man is getting better, he understands more and more clearly the evil that is still in him. When a man is getting worse, he understands his own badness less and less." So our snippet for today is, understanding ourselves. Humans have the innate ability to deceive themselves and to rationalize anything that they do as okay, which is also true of Christ followers. The unusual phenomenon with this tendency is to judge others most harshly for the flawed character attributes that we have within ourselves. I believe Jesus points this out in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, when he said, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven." When we can understand what evil resides in our hearts more clearly, we will know when we are committing acts in our thoughts, words, and deed that are not in harmony with God's precepts in His Word. It is also then we can be more understanding and compassionate with fellow humans who are struggling and may not be aware of the evil that lurks within. That's why it is imperative that we continually check our hearts and minds and daily purge the evil that crops up within. If we allow evil to corrupt our thoughts, our words, and our actions, it will not be long until we are no longer aware or understand it to be evil. We will be deceiving ourselves and not be aware that we are doing so. As image bearers of God, let us each day to seek to emulate the ultimate and perfect image bearer of God, Jesus Christ. We will then be able to see our weaknesses and continue to grow in our wisdom and knowledge of God. Otherwise, we are deceiving ourselves and become insensitive to our own current state of mind. To wrap this up, let me read Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from His love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. And as you ponder this nugget of daily wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,597 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.